Eternal Father, may thy spirit bless us as we search thy word for answers, as we look beyond time into eternity for a view of the priorities that thou hast set before us, as thou didst set them before thy Son. May thy spirit bless our meditation through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. There is a scripture in Colossians chapter 1 that is a very important principle regarding time and eternity. Colossians 1 verse 13. The Father hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Translated. What does that bring to your mind? Well, to a Greek living in Paul's time, it would open a vista. There were some parts of the world that the central government at Rome regarded as colonies. When the British Empire was established, following the reign of Elizabeth I, and was enlarged in the centuries that followed, there were certain parts of the world that were called colonies. Till the British Empire disintegrated, I was a colonial. My father and mother were colonials. Their fathers and mothers were colonials, born in Burma and in India. Now, anyone born in a colony was a citizen. Anyone born in a Roman colony was a Roman citizen. When part of the authority, the lawmakers, the representatives of the lawmakers, when these were transferred from Rome to some spot on earth, that spot on earth was Rome away from Rome. It was a colony. Anyone born in that spot was a Roman. So Paul was born in the city of Tarsus. He was born a Roman because Tarsus happened to be a colony. Now in this verse, the Father delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. This translated into the kingdom of his dear Son was an expression used, more or less in these words, in Paul's time for this truth, that the person who was living in that place was part of the central government. God has a government. God has eternal, absolute authority. God is ruler of the universe. God is creator. He's called Pantokrator. Pan, altogether, and Krator, we have got in several English words, Autokrator, autocrat. Pantokrator, he is the ruler of everything. The book of Revelation calls him that. He's pan-ruler. But there are pockets of resistance. And the major festering pocket of resistance to the authority of God in the universe is planet Earth. And God is trying to establish bridgeheads. He's trying to establish colonies as part of the kingdom that he has in heaven. He is trying to establish those colonies here in enemy territory. Ceaselessly working to that end. Bringing to bear every persuasive force that heaven contains. Making every sacrifice that omnipotence can make. In order to establish here on this planet segments of the kingdom of God. And as Paul views the situation in Colossae, he sees that the Father has rescued from the power of darkness the members of the church in Colossae. And that he has translated them into the kingdom of his dear Son. He has established a bridgehead. He has established a colony right there in the church of Colossae. And what is true of the church of Colossae is true of the church in Glendale. If Paul were writing to us today, he would say, the Father hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. A few moments ago, we said the Lord's Prayer. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come. Here in Glendale, here in this church, here in our hearts. The kingdom of God doesn't come by observation. What does that mean? You don't say, lo here or lo there. The kingdom of God is within you. That was the word Jesus spoke. God has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us. That was a technical term of the transfer of authority, of government, of centralized directive law and order keeping mechanisms. Hath translated us into the kingdom of his Son. One day he's going to translate us from this planet into heaven. And then one day he's going to bring down the capital city of his kingdom and make this earth heaven on earth. But now, today, in Glendale, in our hearts, this text is true. God the Father has delivered us from the power of darkness and has placed us in a strategic position for those born again free, subjects of the kingdom of his dear Son. The initial name with which the angel announced the birth of Mary was Jesus. His name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. An equally common title of the Son of God in the New Testament is Lord. Kyrios. He is Lord. Now we are ready and we are eager to accept Jesus Christ as Savior. But we are bucking every day accepting Jesus Christ as Lord. When Jesus Christ comes into our life as Lord, he calls the activity. He decides what shall be done. What shall be not done. And God delivers us from the power of darkness and he establishes us in the kingdom of his dear Son. And that kingdom already being established, into which we are being translated, is a kingdom that will come in its fullness after the second coming. Heaven, a term applied to the absolute establishment of the kingdom of God in the scriptures, is first of all a state. Heaven is a state, as well as a place. And I want you to think of it for a moment as a state. An inspired statement has described heaven as a ceaseless approaching to God through Christ. A ceaseless approaching of God through Christ. Now let's exercise some introspection. Let's spread that introspection over the past half dozen years. As you view your life, does it measure up to this inspired statement? Has the last 6 years indicated in your life and experience a ceaseless approaching to God through Christ? All heaven is harmony and peace and love. Do those three words anywhere near characterize your experience? In your home, with your companions, with your children, in your work, in your church relationship, harmony, peace, love. All heaven is health, happiness, and joy. Would you say you were a happy person? That may turn outward. Are you a joyous person? That may turn inward. Now, while the Bible expresses these ideals, how can we attain them? The road is as old as Christianity. We don't sing this hymn often now. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. When did you last do that? Yesterday morning, I awakened and went out on the front patio. Looked out at the changing shapes of the clouds. Up at the hills, with silk scarves of mist about their shoulders. The trees and the shrubs are bursting with blossom. The air was still and quiet. I was alive. And I thought through my heritage. I have a wife for whom I give thanks day by day. I appreciate the home she keeps. I have children and grandchildren. When I think about them, I pray for them. I live in a comfortable, quiet place. I can walk and hike up and down the hills and through the trees and along the shaded roads in peace. I have work to do for my master. He's near. I can think about him and contemplate him and talk to him just when I want to. I love him more every day. He has put hope in my heart. My sins are forgiven. I have to come and accept forgiveness again sometimes when I sin again. And the peace he leaves in my heart tells me he's not far away. I know he's there. In my mind, in my heart, in my thinking, the reality of God, the reality of the plan of salvation, the multiplying signs about me, hundreds and hundreds of smidgets of prophecy that are fulfilled all around, tell me that his coming is near. I don't worry about how near. I don't worry about whether he'll come in my life. I've only got one life to prepare for him. If he comes 25 years from now, I've only got a life to spend, and the chances are I'll not be here. But if he comes in a month, in a year, I still only have a life to prepare. And so every day I ask him to get me ready. I've got hands. With those hands I can make. I can take substances and create them and gain a satisfaction. A job, creative job, nicely, precisely done. I have available to me all the information that I care to read. Books. My friends. As we sang that hymn today, I looked up to the top left-hand corner of number 300 in our hymnal, Bernard of Cluny, 12th century. Translated by John M. Neal, 1851. And suddenly there came into my nostrils the smell of the book that I had opened in Edinburgh Library 30 years ago, practically, by John Neal. The one in which he translated the Latin verse, and this is Latin. Another book in which he has translated the Greek verse of the Fathers. If you look in the hymn book, Neal's translations make many hymns. This hymn by Bernard of Cluny, Looking to Heaven. I don't remember how many verses there were, but I think there were over 40. We only have 4 of them here. And I thought to myself as we were singing that, I wonder if this hymn had 40, how many people would be bored before the 40th verse stanza had been sung. And then I thought again of Cluny, and I had thought of him before, Bernard, as he wrote of the vision of heaven that he had as his mind was saturated with the Bible and put into verse what thrilled him about the prospects of this state. A ceaseless approaching to God. There is the throne of David. Now these are not in sequence. Whoever the editor of this was selected 4 of them. But Bernard made the progress very close. He looked at it very fully. Heaven to him was a state. A ceaseless approaching to God. The God who has done all this for us, the God who has put this hope before us, is preparing a place. I'm going to prepare a place for you. And heaven is not only a state, but it's a place. It begins here, and it extends ceaselessly as a state in the hereafter when the place has been achieved. We read in our lesson, be glad and rejoice forever in what I create. They shall build houses and inhabit them. What does this sign language tell us? That we will enjoy the flavor of what we cook. That we will relish the objects that we fabricate. When I found out about the home we live here in Glendale, it made me sad. Molly and I are so happy in that place. The person that owned it, before the person that owned it, before the person that owned it, before we owned it, their family broke up in that place. They lived there a few months, shouting, argumentation, shattered emotions. They've gone. Same rooms, same garden, same proximity to nature. To them, that place became a hell. To us, it's a haven. Same earth. Same grace. Same God. Same prospect. The fellow that built it. All his ambition. Everything broke and shattered. Who knows where he is? I don't even know his name. Fractured relationships. Tragic memories. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. Another house we bought, full of orchard trees. Peaches, pears, cherries, apples, figs. Every year that I picked them, I thought to myself, somebody planted them, and I am eating the fruit. This is life. This is not the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is the enjoyment of planning and policies and purposes that we might have. Life is full of frustrations. In the kingdom of God, there's going to be no frustration. This is what he's telling us. What are you planting? What seeds are you sowing? Today, parents pray. Their children are born, prayer children, embraced in love. 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. The family fractured. Disharmony, discord, the ambition of the parents dragged in the dirt. There they will build and enjoy. They will plant and reap. As the days of a tree are the days of my people, mine elect shall eternally enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain. They shall not bring forth to trouble. What is he telling us? That all those drives, all those ambitions, all those longings, all those seed sowings, those hopes that make life worthwhile, all those in the glorious hereafter will reach a full and eternal fruition, a ceaseless approaching. The book of Revelation describes heaven, chapter 22. There shall be no more night. Night of thought, of plan. No more darkness through which we cannot see. No more mystery that clouds us and shrouds us in impenetrable fogs. They will need no candle. No candle. The eye needs a candle, but there are certain films today that do not. They can take pictures in the dark. They can see in darkness. Seeing. Vision. His servants shall see him. See God? What is God to you? Have you seen him? Have you seen him? Somebody wrote on a mimeographed scripture lesson for me, what a barbarous God. About 6 months ago, he had no idea of God. When you read the Bible and think God is barbarous, You haven't seen him yet. Those stories in the Bible are written in his tears. They're written in his blood. But in the hereafter, his servants shall see him. They shall know him. Know him. Do you know God? Heaven is a state and heaven is a place. It begins here. Another introspective glance. How happy are you, really happy, in your inmost soul, with the principles of Christian living? How happy are you, really happy, with the principles of Sabbath observance? If you were really honest, do you resent tithing? Do you resent having to give money to the cause of God? Do you resent the circumscribing that you feel about the Sabbath afternoon? Looking at your watch, when is the sun setting? If I can do this. May I suggest that you face that resentment? It's an orange light, if not a red light, blinking in your pathway of progress. You must clear it out if you're ever going to make the place, because you haven't understood the state. Think. You stand in jeopardy. Nobody knows but you and God. But the fact that he has apprised you of this, that you're aware, that is his mercy. That these attitudes, these approaches may be removed. God wishes to transfer you now, to translate you now into the kingdom of his dear Son, where that Son is Lord. Heaven begins on earth. Heaven begins now. The final place is attained by our lifelong growth in the state. Harmony, peace, love, health, happiness, unity, purity, holiness. These are characteristics that mark that state. If you're not comfortable in them, if you're not comfortable in that state here, you will be highly uncomfortable in that place there. And you will never make it. Can you pray as we've already prayed today? Jesus, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And as that will is done in your life on earth as it is in heaven, the kingdom into which you have been translated now will be your place of happiness and contentment. And when he comes in glory, he will translate you to that place. You will enjoy heaven if you enjoy heaven. You will be glad in heaven if you are glad in the principles and in the state that makes heaven now. Jesus is ready now to surround you with the principles of the kingdom of heaven here on earth. His power, his grace, his spirit, his transforming, translating energy will make you a new creature. You can be born again. You can begin again. His principles can invigorate you and sustain you again. Whatever has happened, the Father bends over you, bends over me, surrounding, crowding us with the blessings of his grace and mercy and love and compassion, that we today may be subjects of that kingdom, the kingdom of his dear Son, that is soon to be established, visibly, triumphantly, we may have a part. We may enter through the gates into that city, on which the name of every carnal man is written, beckoning us enter, the foundations of which, the cross section of every spiritual man, is the place on which we shall stand. The kingdom of heaven is nigh unto you. Slip out of darkness into the kingdom of light. Step over from the kingdom in which is the thraldom of Satan into the kingdom in which is the freedom of the Lord. Let's pray. Eternal Father, we thank thee that in every age, men and women and boys and girls, by thy mercy and through thy grace, are translated into the kingdom of thy dear Son, our elder brother, our Savior, Jesus Christ. This morning, we pray, give us willingness, give us power to step out of darkness into light, to step out of indifference into activity, to step out of weakness and frustration into strength and satisfaction, to step out from being our own man, our own king, to being thy man, thy woman, thy child, with thee as king of our lives. Make us thine, wholly thine, subjects of thy kingdom, not only now, but in the hereafter, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.